Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a good morning to you, or good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. It is Saturday, July 10th, and this is the Golf Club around the world from Hawaii, in Hawaii, on the air. And we're brought to you by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or maybe you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you're hurt, workman's comp, motor vehicle accident, they're right across from Sports Authority. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning on all the islands around the state. Expert knowledge, excellent service, work, and product you can depend on. Alakai Mechanical. Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet. So go green, Hawaii, with Floors of Hawaii, a wide selection of carpet, tile, and wood flooring. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, and of course, 808golf.com. Today on the show, we're going to go into the background of the Back Nine Network. Dennis Allen, one of our guests. John Racer, you've met him, professional golfer on his way to the PGA Tour. Stephanie Connolly, Duramed Futures Tour Pro, sometimes on the LPGA. Steve Murphy, the head professional at the Prince Course, because it's the Kauai Open coming up. You'll want to get in on the Open. Yep.
And okay, Craig... it says I'm in.
Okay, I'm so glad it says you're in. And Craig Sasada, the director of golf at Poipu Golf Course. Craig will be joining us as well, giving us an update on those greens at Poipu. You know, we've got so much going on in sports, golf. Well, first of all, of course, you know, the decision is over, and may the Heat have fun with four players. Now let's go to golf. Steve Stricker, Paul Guidos. Guidos with that 59, followed by a 68. Steve Strix, a 60 and a 66. My goodness, these guys are on fire. Now look at Kenny Perry and Rocco Media. They are shooting up the leaderboard. Amazing golf going on today. And this is at the John Deere. Now, let's take a listen to what Steve Stricker had to say about playing. I mean, he's just got a one-shot lead over Guidos.
I would think it'd be better for me if it was firmer and faster, and yet both years it's been slow and longer. But, you know, I enjoy coming here. You know, it's kind of a second shot golf course. You got to put it in the correct position into the greens, and there's a lot of birdie opportunities if you can drive the ball well. And I've been driving the ball well, so that's what I've been doing well, I guess, getting in play and giving myself a lot of opportunities.
Guido said all he had to do was, like, put the 59 out of his mind because he was amazed at the attention. You know, I think when you're in the middle of a 59, you don't realize what you're doing. You can't. Otherwise, you won't shoot a 59. You kind of come out of it going, I shot a 59. No, wow, I shot a 59. And then everybody is, like, on you. Of course, the decision kind of got in the way of everybody cheering for Guidos, the oldest guy to have a 59 on the tour. I think he's 46. And here he is, you know, shooting a 59, comes back with a decent score, 68. It just wasn't the same. But what was interesting, he said, his putting the second round just wasn't on the way the first was. But he was striking the ball better with his irons on the second day. Hey, what more do you have to say, you know, about the putter being putt for dough? Yeah. As Guidos said, you know, there are a lot of cliches in golf, and there's a reason there's a lot of cliches in golf. It's because most of them are absolutely dead on. Now, let's go to the U.S. Women's Open. Boy, has it been rough. All the rain. Rain. Yeah, I don't know. We desperately need rain in Hawaii. It's so weird. Yeah. Hawaii's got a drought. I think the only island that doesn't is Oahu, and even a portion of Oahu is in a drought. That would be the Hawaii Kai side, town side. So it's really tough right now for us to look at everybody else getting drenched. And certainly they got drenched at Oakmont. But look at the leaderboard. Paula Creamer, injured thumb, in pain. She's getting her thumb worked on like someone like Christina Kim would have her back worked on, you know? A possibly career-threatening injury, and she is in the lead with Sakura Yokamine and Chrissy Kerr, Brittany Lang, Zhong Zhang, Christina Kim, Suzanne Peterson, Sophie Gustafson, Stacey Lewis, and Amy Yang, with Maria Forth and Angela Stanford, Wendy Ward. Big group tied for ninth and sixth. This is a real tight leaderboard. It's going to be interesting to see. Now, Alexis Thompson is also up there tied for 20th. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Nice and sunny here in Lake Tahoe. We could use some more rain, too.
You too, huh?
Is yep.
Something, you know, don't you have the Tahoe Classic coming soon?
We do. It's this weekend. Actually, the Reno Tahoe starts on Thursday.
On Thursday, right? Right.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not the last, but we'll get to that. Got to mention our five Hawaii players on the big stage this week. Oakmont, Stephanie Kono, the Punahou grad that's at UCLA. Kimberly Kim, Hilo girl, now in Arizona. Not sure whether she's going to stay in college. Don't think she is. Don't know what she's going to do. Michelle Wee, the Stanford student playing LPGA. Yee! Second day tougher on Kim Kim. She shot a 79 the first day, 84, missed the cut. Michelle, she had one of those just kill me now rounds, you know, an 82, followed by the finishing 76 today after being delayed. And if she had just a couple of shots better, she may have made the cut, but no such luck, no. Stephanie Kono, first day 78, interrupted second round finishing today. We'll see how things shake out because I just checked the leaderboard and they really haven't all finished yet and they haven't really decided to cut. The cut on the PGA Tour, 4 under. With guys shooting 59s and 60s, what do you expect? All right, so Parker McLaughlin and Dean Wilson missed the cut. On the e-golf tour, Tad Fujikawa took the week off and Samser and Ryan Perez missed their cut. So there we have it. Checking around the world. Now let's go to the Back 9 Network. The Back 9 Network with Dennis Allen. Dennis,
yes.
What are your impressions right now about what's going on in the world of golf? We've got the Open next week, the Scottish Open right now. Phil Mickelson missed the cut in Scotland. Trevor Immelman is finally playing better, but the cut missed in Scotland is almost as good as a leaderboard anywhere. You know, you could take a cut and put that as a leaderboard. So many good guys missed.
Well, I agree. I think there's a lot going on in the world of golf, and it's nice to hear people like you talking about it because golf is not just here in the U.S. It's in Asia. A lot of young players coming up there. And the interesting element in listening to you the last 10 minutes is that you've got people shooting under 60 in some tournaments, you've got people shooting over 80 in other tournaments, and that's the beauty of golf. It's unlike tennis, where every tennis court is essentially the same other than the surface being different. Golf challenges you in different ways depending on where you are, and I'd like to see it become more of a global game because of that.
Oh, it's going to be a global game. I've been just working hard to make it a global game. In fact, when Jack Nicklaus was over on Maui during the Wendy Skins at Ka'anapali, I asked him, you know, do you, working in China, are you trying to cultivate a Chinese group of players? Is that why you're working there so much? Do you want people to come to China? The whole question is the expansion, because the U.S. market is definitely saturated. We need for the equipment manufacturers to stay healthy. We need a global market. We also need a global market for golf to stay healthy. And that's why, even though the LPGA takes a lot of heat, is why are the Asian players so dominant? You know, they're, one person says it's because they practice so much. They're like robots. They're always practicing. But does that make them a full-rounded person so that they can be attractive for the fan base?
It's interesting you say that. And first of all, I would prefer that we focus on the game of golf and not the golf manufacturers. However, you're right. Having worked with them for 23 years, they do need to expand into other markets. The fastest growing region in the world is Asia. I personally have spent a lot of time in China with Zheng Xiaoning, who's the director general of the China Golf Association. And one night a year ago, he told me we're going to find the next number one player. Think about it. They've got 1.3 billion people. They can go out into communities that are 100 million strong, identify athletes, say, we want that athlete to come work with us. They'll turn them into a golfer. You've seen what's happening in Korea and Japan. There are a lot of very, very good players coming out of there. I don't know that they, being the Asian population, are exposed to golf the same way we are here in the United States and Europe, which is why the Back Nine Network wants to reach out through the Internet, through digital devices, so people who can't fit a 46-inch TV in their house, that's just not the way Asia works. They don't have big homes. They can now bring the content to them, and that's why what you're doing is wonderful. We would love to see more of that.
Okay. We've got John Daly at the top of the leaderboard in Scotland, right? In the Barclays Scottish Open course.
Yep.
And we've also got Ryo Ishikawa, who played here at the Pearl Open before he became a phenom in Hawaii. Also in the Scottish Open, Wai Yang in the Scottish Open, Vijay Singh in the Scottish Open. It's Ernie Els, you know, Pablo Larrazabal. It's just, it's amazing to see all of the different guys. Gregory Havre for my fan base, the female fan base. Now, you talk about the Back Nine stimulating you with fun, engaging, and edgy entertainment and lifestyle content surrounding the sport you love, golf. Are you talking about making another, like a golf channel?
That's correct. Well, we don't like to use the term golf channel for obvious reasons. It's our competitor. It's a golf network, essentially, Danielle, that's going to celebrate both the lifestyle and personalities of the game. We're going to focus more outside the ropes. I would challenge anyone to say that in their Saturday four ball that less than 20% of the discussion on the fairways is about golf itself. It's about other things that are going on in people's lives. You mentioned it. What was going on in Guaidó's head in the middle of that round of 59? What are the caddies here? And what was Mickelson's bones? What was his caddy thinking in the trees on 13 at the Masters? I mean, those. Excuse me.
Yeah, I was just laughing. I was thinking of Mickelson's caddy and the picture of him putting his hands over his face.
That's exactly. And I'm sure he was uttering something, but we'd love to do a show about caddies. I mean, what do they hear? What do they know? Where do they sleep? How do they travel? There's just a lot of personality. And what we're driving to do, Danielle, is get people more attached to particular players. Like, I'm a Los Angeles Lakers fan. We'd like to draw more attention to particular players because you know more about their background and their personality and what they like and don't like. And in doing so, our audience with the Back Nine Network is not just the core golfer. The endemic golf industry thinks too much about the core golfers. Our audience is every human being on this planet because a lot of people can enjoy the game of golf without actually having to play it, but we've got to make it more entertaining and fun.
Okay. I need to take a break. And talking about entertaining and fun transitions us into something very important that happened that made me so attached to Christina Kim and John Rafer, who will be joining us right after this. Christina, no, she's playing. At the top of the leaderboard at the Women's Open at Oakmont. She won't be joining us. We'll be thinking about positive thoughts for Christina. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marine, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the bend. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Brought to you in part by the Computer Doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, a desktop, a laptop, a network, whether your problem is something you can carry in or they need to come into your home, you can bring the Computer Doctor right to your needs. That's right, the Computer Doctor, always on call. If you'd like to play around, Makale, 908-1012, Kiahuna, 956, Puakea, 12 o'clock, Ko'olina, 10:40, Luwana Hills, 11 o'clock, McKenna, 8:48, and 9:36. All right, we're talking with Dennis Allen, Back 9 Network. Now, when I talk about a channel on television, I can't use the other word, but is that what you're thinking about doing? You want a channel on TV? You want a channel that's streaming? You want on the computer? You want something I can see on my iPhone, on my iPad? Because, as you mentioned, in Asia and other countries, they don't have the space that we have. I mean, they're going in to learn to play golf in simulators. They don't have golf courses. Right.
Well, you have just defined essentially where we're going. Because, and the guy that's coming on very quickly, John Razor, he knows it. Kids the age that he is at today want the content to come to them. They don't want to have to watch it at a certain time, in a certain place. And, yes, of course, we'll start with traditional broadcast TV, but we also want to be streaming on the Internet. We want to be in handheld digital devices, because if you're not, you can take Japan and Korea and China and a lot of Southeast Asia and India, where they jump to those devices simply because when the TV was the primary vehicle for getting your content, they couldn't afford it, and the growing markets are moving that way.
Absolutely. Now, what happened for me is I was introduced to a challenge that John Razor and Christina Kim had. They played Match Play, and they did, on their iPhone, you streaming it, okay? And
yep.
We were able to communicate to both of them. We were able to send messages while they were playing their Match Play. They would use their iPhone to show us their shots, to talk to us, and answer our questions. It still gives me goosebumps, thinking how close and how exciting it was. We would lose connection because their batteries were dying, and I'm sitting there 15 minutes later wondering if, what happened? What happened? So, and then they would switch over to, you know, John would, and then Christina would use her phone. Oh, we're back. And then, oh, they're back. Oh, yeah. It was like, it was so engaging that it was, I'll never forget that.
You just said it, Danielle. Engaging is what it's all about. And we're going to broaden the demographics of this game if we can engage different people, different age groups, different countries, and we can do it with what you've just described, that exciting, more real element of golf.
Yes, like being inside the ropes.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, now, John, good morning, John Razor.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing excellent, and I'm so glad you checked in early so you could kind of feel everything. When you and Christina, by the way, somebody asked me this question, so when are you going to, when are you, wait a minute now, she's got to carry your bag, yeah? You guys were like, you were tied at 17 going, and that's when you completely died. Completely, I mean, seriously. Dennis, their batteries just totally died going, they were all square through 17 going into the final, and we didn't have any, we had to wait to find out what happened. But Christina didn't win, which means she has to carry your bag. When's that going to happen?
Well, it'll be happening in the next couple months up on the e-golf tour. She's going to have to lose for me, which will be quite an experience having her out there roughing it with the guys. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I hope she wears her heels.
I know, right?
Yeah, Swinging from Her Heels is Christina Kim's book. All right. So how did you guys came to this, and are you going to do it again?
We are. You know, after we initially did it the first time, we got a lot of feedback from people that watched and viewers and different people in the golf community and got some ideas for the next go-around, and we're going to try to do it quarterly. It's just been hard linking our schedules up. We both have very hectic lives, and she's out on tour right now, and it's difficult to link our schedules together, but we're planning on doing it here in the next month or two, the next one, and it's going to be even bigger and better. You know, we kind of learned from our mistakes the first time, trying to do it ourselves on the iPhone, then hand it back and forth each shot. So we're gonna bring in some friends with some actual videography experience and do it the right way.
Excellent. Any questions that you have of Dennis, or Dennis, you have of John?
I've got a question of John regarding, as you probably heard, John, I think what you're doing, this particular iPhone, one another shot, match play, it's brilliant. It's a bit irreverent. It's out there. Did you get any reaction from the governing bodies in golf who tend to, I don't know that they frown upon, but they're not yet ready to embrace these types of things. Did you get any reaction from them?
Well, first of all, I love when I get that kind of reaction because I know I'm doing something right. I'm ruffling some feathers in the golf world.
Good for you.
So that's exactly what I'm trying to go for. You know, I think that so much is lacking in the game of golf in terms of engagement, like you were talking about earlier, and excitement, and bringing back that feeling from back in 1997 when Tiger first burst on the scene and made golf cool again. And I'm trying to tap in, like you said. I'm not so much interested in the already existing golf audience as I am about bringing in a new audience, that X Games audience or the internet tech audience, you know, kind of bring in everyone. Golf doesn't have to be a boring sport for old men sitting on their couch, you know. It's fun and it's exciting, and there's characters in the game, and there's cool stories, and there's all sorts of things that aren't being covered in the world of golf, and I'm trying to show a different side.
Well, believe me, you me, when the Back 9 Network cameras are ready to roll, we'll be talking.
No, I'm curious. When do you think that'll happen?
Good question, Danielle. We're in a situation now where we're still in the funding stages. We want to make sure that we're fully funded and ready to go, so when we go up, we look like we should be there. Right now, we're estimating probably the first quarter of next year,
okay.
Because needless to say, we need to get enough programming in the can to be able to run certain programming grids, whether it be DirecTV or Dish, and then we've got to break it down to things like John's talking about, smaller pods, because, again, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, the 20 crowd, the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, watching anything for an hour and a half, I've got a 25-year-old kid, son, he won't do that. He wants it in small bits and pieces. So we want to give pause, Danielle, of 10 minutes, even maybe a two-minute lesson that you can drop down into your iPhone and watch while you're on a subway.
I love that. Go ahead,
that's
John.
That's the great thing about the Internet is that you can upload a video to YouTube or do something live on Ustream, and even when it's said and done, it's still there. The content's still there to go download or view and watch a week later or 2 weeks later or 3 months later, you know. So you build up a body of content, and people can refer back to it, and it doesn't have to be a one-time program that you either have to catch on the Golf Channel or you miss it. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's so important. Our schedules are also, I mean, look what time it is in England right now. It's 6:25. You know, the people in Scotland are listening right now. In India, in Singapore, it's in Australia, sorry to leave out. in Alaska, on the West Coast, East Coast, everybody's in a different world, you know, and that's why the show is on Stitcher Radio, so you can listen on your smartphone. It's iTunes. You can download it on whatever it is you want to download it on your computer, so you can listen in the background. You can go to RadioGolfClub.com. You can have it any way you want it. That's the whole idea of the delivery is so important. But what is also important in this show, I've learned, that, you know, you can go too far in the personality, in the clothing, in the what the caddies are talking about aspect of the game. You got to come back, because you are talking to golfers for the most part. People who are interested in the game, you want to get them in the game, want them, you know, at the end, the business has to be healthy. All aspects of the business has to be healthy for your channel to work. And I think what you said about dropping in the lesson, you know, I always ask for a tip from, because my audience let me know that, yeah, we understand personality is important, but don't go too far away from teaching us what we need to know, how to get better on the course.
Very good point, Danielle, and you can bet that the Back 9 team, we've been talking about this a lot. We want to move into new space. We want to become more of an entertainment play. But we also, and this is primarily my role, I've worked between my years at Acushnet and TaylorMade, been in the manufacturing side for almost 23 years, and if you remember the movie Thelma and Louise, I'm the one driving that car to make sure that we don't go off the cliff, because if we go too far and we forget about the endemics, we forget about the core golfers, the things that they appreciate, which means we'll be following the tours but in a different way, we will be having lessons, teaching. We may do it a different way. Let's say we go to Japan, get an animator, have a cartoon character that's given two-minute lessons on iPhones, those types of things.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. We cannot step away from the industry that's brought us to where we are today.
Yeah, because bottom line is, the people are going to the game. They want to play. They want to know, can you help me? What do you mean when you say, keep your hands quiet? My hands aren't talking. My hands have never talked. You know? Do you want me to keep my hands quiet? Hello? Tell me what that means. Okay, we need to take a break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned, with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Brought to you in part by Moon Physical Therapy, doctor-recommended, insurance-approved, on Ward across from Sports Authority. We achieve results. Believe me, I know someone who's going there now, hates physical therapy, loves Moon physical therapy. Okay? All right. Next up, Scramble, is at the Pearl Country Club, Monday, July 26th. Sign up. Set a scramble. A whole lot of fun. Talk about outside-the-box golf. Same exact time. And also on that July 26th, after the set scramble comes in and the guys are decided and the girls, they're going to go to Las Vegas for the quarterfinals. It's an evening to honor Bill Kwan. Get in touch with the Aloha section about the dinner to honor Bill Kwan for the next set scramble at Pearl Country Club. Get in touch with Reagan Lee over at Pearl Country Club. All right, we're talking with two guys who are outside the box. Set scramble, you know? Here's a guy, Dave McCracken, who decided that, you know, scrambles are crazy. They take too long. Too much cheating goes on. You don't know who really won. So let's make it a little bit more, honest, because the game is supposed to be that way. And let's speed it up.
And it's a new take, and it's something fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a new take, and it's something fun. You're exactly right. Scrambles are supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be for your best score, personally. You know, so it's just a fun thing. So here's an opportunity. I know that John has never talked with you, Dennis, but, Dennis, you put out a number of questionnaires, surveys to different people, asking them for their input, what they want to see. What has come back to you? I know you ask about clothes. You ask about lifestyle. You ask about all kinds of different things. What are those surveys revealing to you?
Interestingly enough, we're not just padding our own thinking here, but people wanted, simply put, more than just tournament golf. They want to know what's going on at the tournaments, but they want it maybe presented a little bit differently, which means make it more engaging. And by that I mean let's have kind of what John and Christina were doing. Let's have more engagement, which would mean people walking outside the ropes, Twittering, maybe even inside the ropes, and that's why I asked about the PGA. The other interesting element was the type of commentator. Some of the personalities that were suggested, Danielle, and I can't give you the information, I'll talk about it later.
Yes.
The personalities that were suggested just blew us away. They bring in people that are more fun, more lively, more entertaining. Take the straitjacket off them and let them talk about things that, yeah, you might have to have a lawyer or two in your pocket in case they say something that's a little bit too far out there. But again, make it more fun. And those were the two key points that came back in the survey.
Okay. Now, we talk about miking the players, miking the caddies. We talk about the tweeting and texting and what have you. For those people who are not really comfortable with the word tweet, and tweet is like you're sending out a text message to a group of people who follow you. And that's basically what Twitter is all about, just, you know, responding to one another. And you talk about the LPGA, the PGA, the PGA of America, et cetera, and their take on the difficulties involved in being in a competitive environment. You're competing. You're going for – I don't expect Christina Kim to be sending me no tweets about how she's doing while she's playing. Now, do you think that can work, John? You're a competitive player. Can you, in the middle of heated competition, be involved like that with an audience?
It takes a certain kind of player and personality, no doubt. It's not going to be for everyone, and it's not going to be embraced by everyone. What I think the golf world has to do is embrace the players that are putting themselves out there and market them better as and highlight them as faces of the tour, of their respective tours. And I don't think it really has to even go, it doesn't have to be solely just already existing tournaments on the LPGA and PGA Tour, but, you know, I think it's important to get some new fun events going that aren't necessarily sanctioned by either tour or by the USGA.
There you go.
You know, what's wrong with getting a bunch of young guys out on the e-golf tour and nationwide tour, some young, cool, fresh faces with personalities that are engaged in social media and linking them up with a bunch of guys on the PGA Tour and some LPGA players and having, a match play tournament or you know, something to that effect, and televise it and broadcast it on the web, and
right.
have people engage and have cool events and at the actual tournament, you know, maybe a concert, maybe a fashion show, and then get all this tied into social media and the viral web.
Yes, yes. Okay, one of the events that was outside of the traditional scope of things on the LPGA Tour was done on a little island, and it was like a six-hole match.
Mojo
play.
Six.
Yeah, yeah, that one. I didn't want to actually use the name because I thought it was done so terribly.
Well, I'll take my take on that, Danielle, because I think you bring up a great point, because they had an opportunity to do something really great with that event, and I thought it was going to be great. And several of my friends were involved in organizing it, and I think they did a really good job. What I think they failed at was, like you said, broadcasting it properly, because that sort of event, first of all, the whole point was to only be six holes, so it's rally golf, and it's fun, and it's exciting, and it's action-packed, and it's quick-moving. But they didn't let it build up. They didn't show every shot. They weren't showing the drama unfold. And I think they kind of missed the boat on that a little bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They totally missed the boat on how it needed to be presented. And what you just said, Dennis, you can't do that in delay. You can't do it in the editing bay. You can't create that, you know? And I'm listening to these guys give me the back. I'm like, what? I don't even know. Don't give me the backstory on what's supposed to be playing out in front of me and make me excited. You can't do that. And I think a lot of the things that is done wrong in golf, I actually enjoy the European Tour listening to those guys because they don't talk all the time. Sometimes I want the guys on the U.S., in the U.S. media to shut up. But, you know, it's this constant babble. That is like, I don't know, it just turns me off. I just want to turn the sound down because they're talking about themselves or something. I'm not sure what it is that I think.
Or you hear the same thing every week.
Yeah, there's that too, the same drone. And I just let me watch it. At this point, I just want to watch. I don't want to listen to you anymore. Unless you have something really interesting to say.
Well, and Danielle, you just used a term a second ago, editing. I think we have gotten to a point in golf where there's too much editing. We need to let things be more free flow. What John was talking about earlier is those events that are outside the professional tours. I think all of us have been to at least one AA or AAA baseball game. I mean, you're elbow to elbow with the players. They're signing balls during between innings.
Yeah.
Pass me a hot dog before I go hit the ball. Why can't we have more events like that where we can have the interaction, the fan engagement, and with personalities like John, then as you move up into the professional tour, obviously there are going to become more restrictions, but those people are the brands that will grow the game with audiences that we haven't touched yet.
Uh-huh. So your target could be like the mini tours to start with.
Yep.
Where you can do this interaction, or outside the mini tours if they've got too many restrictions. I often find that I'm able to get more information through the mini tour website than I can get from the LPGA tour website. That I find extremely frustrating.
Yep.
Here you are, a professional organization, and the other thing I like is too much of the sweetness and light that comes through. You can't have everybody sugar-coated.
Yeah, it's all too PC. It's all the whole golf in general is all too PC.
Yeah, you need personalities that spark some conflict, and I think there's some great examples on the LPGA and PGA tour where they'll say their mind, and that's the way it is. And so you have people who dislike you and like you. That's part of life. That's what makes it intriguing.
Who's the guy that's leading the Scottish tournament right now? John Daly? Who has some of the biggest galleries out there, regardless of how well he's playing? I happened to be at that tournament in 91 at Crooked Stick, young kid coming up, and he's never really changed. He's never really left you. Now, are we as human beings going to be perfect? No, but you're right. We need to show, to use the term, the good, the bad, and the ugly, just to show that golf is a human sport played by humans.
Yeah, I get some tweets from LPGA players who, you know, what are you, crazy? You know, like, she'll respond to somebody who's saying something is really nuts. You know, and it's that kind of honesty, the downright, you know, just honesty that is so refreshing to the whole game. We have a young lady who's about to join us. Dennis, I could talk to you for hours. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope we stay in touch, because the back nine will stimulate you with fun, engaging, and edgy entertainment and lifestyle content surrounding the sport you love, golf, assembling a veteran management team with broad and diverse experience. All right, so we look forward to having you as a channel.
Yeah, well, thanks to both of you. It's been very intriguing. John, keep doing what you're doing. It's wonderful for golf. And Danielle, you're good for everything we're doing in the game. I hope we stay in touch. I know we will through the various mediums. Take
Absolutely.
Care.
Absolutely. You too. Aloha.
Thank you so much, Dennis, and likewise to you. I think what you're doing at the Back Nine Network is great, and it's exactly what golf needs, and I think you guys are doing a great job laying the groundwork to show a different side of the game.
Excellent. Excellent. And so we will have a young lady, and I'm going to ask her to talk with us about this very – she's on with us right now. She's going to join us. She's on the DuraMed Futures Tour. She plays in LPGA Tour events when she can, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're brought to you in part by Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. Okay, we're going to have a mostly cloudy day with showers today. Scattered showers. They're supposed to burn off, and we're supposed to have some sunny periods. But mostly sunny with isolated showers by mid-morning, it says here. This is from the National Weather Service. And the high today is supposed to be between 81 and 86, depending where you are. And the trade's 15 to 20. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? Probably going to be more rain than sun today. On the Big Island, it'll be partly sunny with scattered showers and, a lovely day. Speaking of the Big Island, the U.S. Women's Amateur Sectional Qualifier on the Big Island was at Waikoloa, the King's Course. It was a windy day. There were top women from around the state of Hawaii and from the Philippines competing for the two qualifying spots. It was at the Waikoloa King's Course, very challenging. Love Lynn Quio-Quio from Rose City, Philippines, medalist, score 4-under-68. Casey Komodo from Honolulu took the second qualifying spot, score of 69. And there was a one-hole playoff for the first alternate. That was between Kathy Isagawa and Allison Corpuz. And Cassie won the first playoff hole with a par to earn that first alternate spot. A lot of girls playing for the amateur spot. Now, Let's talk with Stephanie Connolly and John Racer. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. How are you? And what did you think of our conversation about doing stuff outside of the traditional box, like getting into a match play with John Racer while it's being Ustreamed?
Absolutely. I think that would be a lot of fun, and it gives a whole different look on the world of golf. You know, you get to really see a comparison of, you know, LPGA or PGA players, just different aspects of the game.
Different aspects of the game, and in the process, it was John Racer was with Christina Kim, and John, you can jump in anytime you want. And they were actually taking questions, or they were commenting actually on our comments. How did that feel, John, when we were talking to you via Ustream and watching you?
Well, first of all, it was a lot of fun. It was great to be able to interact with people and see the smarmy or sarcastic comments people were making to each one of us. But it was a little difficult to play golf, like I said earlier. It was a little difficult to focus on the actual match. But I think if done right, you know, with professional crews, that it could be great. And like we were talking about that match play scenario earlier, I mean, it'd be great to see how a young guy compares to a PGA Tour pro, or how a girl on the LPGA Tour compares to a mini tour golfer, and just kind of get all these different scenarios building up the drama in an online event. I think it'd be very cool to show how people stack up against each other up and down the ranks in golf.
What I liked about it when I was watching on Ustream is that I could see your actual positions on the course. It was much more... you know, I could see the stance that you had to take. You could see the uneven lie that you were presented with. That really made it like I was right there with you. I was right there with you. Now, when you do it again, do you plan to do the interactive, the narrative interactive, or is that going to be phased out?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the main part of it is the interaction and engagement. And what you guys were talking about with John Daly earlier, you know, so much of his appeal is that he is the everyman and people can relate to him, but I think it goes beyond that. I think it's because he's accessible to people, and he's always been that way. You know, he pulls up his trailer to events and sells merchandise at tournaments. You know, some people view that as hokey, but, you know, he's building an audience, and he's engaging with those fans, and he doesn't put himself up on a pedestal. He's right there with everyone interacting, drinking beers and wings, you know, and he engages with people on Twitter. He engages with people on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's real, you know? People
yeah.
like that.
You know what? You bring up a really good point about how he, you know, pulls up his trailer in front of the Masters and just sells merchandise. Because bottom line is he's trying to raise money to go to the next event. Because
absolutely.
John Daly is not the rich guy that every, you know, he can barely make, it's like he talks about, this is really tough, this life
yeah,
that's
I mean,
got going on. No, that's
the same boat that, you know, people like Stephanie and I are in. We're having to raise sponsor dollars and do what we can to market ourselves in a way that we can afford to pursue our dreams out there.
Yeah, and that's what I'd like to talk to Stephanie about, how she's pursuing her dream. Before we take a break and I say aloha to you, John, so I can focus on Stephanie and Steve Murphy from Kauai, checking in about the Kauai Open. You guys got to come over and play one of these events sometime here in Hawaii. Love to have you. That would be so cool. But, John, you know, I always check the e-golf tour leaderboard. You know, I go through with my names, and that's what I love about it. You know, you can put in the name you're looking for, and then it tells you, John Racer, I can't find John. How often do you play?
Well, I play a full schedule usually. Unfortunately, this year I've had family drama. My sister has Lyme disease and has been in bad shape mentally and physically for the last 3 years now. And my dad had surgery and actually almost passed away a few months ago. And then my grandma, on top of it, fell and hit her head and was in a coma came out of it. So I've had some family drama to tend to, and it was affecting my golf out on the road. And it's hard to play golf when you're thinking of other things like that are much more important in the grand scheme of things. But I've also taken the time to focus on a lot of other side projects that I'm working on to be able to, for one, be stable out on the road and be able to afford, you know, traveling and paying for tournament entry fees and travel expenses. But I've been working on a lot of side projects, and working on a new web series, actually, that'll be on YouTube, and been planning a Lyme party, a Lyme fundraiser for my in honor of my sister. Been working with an organization called Lymanade, organizing a bunch of public service announcements with a bunch of celebrities and actors and actresses and musicians and singers to spread awareness about Lyme disease. And been working with Daphne's Head Covers on creating a new custom John Racer head cover. So I've been working on a lot of side projects.
Good.
In that time. So I'll be back out on the e-golf tour here shortly. But I've been playing a lot of local stuff and been grinding hard, working on my game and sticking to my practice regimen. So my game's sharp, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
Good. I'm so glad because you've got such a good heart, man. I mean, it's wonderful to see the hard work that you put in for Lymanade, for your sister, and the care and concern that you have for your family. It's beautiful that you're taking the time that you need to take care of your family and pursue your dream. John Racer, thanks so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you, Danielle. You're a sweetheart. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Stephanie and Steve will be back with you right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call. You still want the sand traps. You signed up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose.
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Stephanie Connolly, she has her own official website. This is a very cool website, Stephanie.
Well, thank you. My cousin actually takes care of that for me.
Your cousin does?
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that when I was talking with a young person on the mini tour, and it wasn't John, he said a lot of things that people don't realize, especially Shane Bacon. He writes for Yahoo, but he was on the mini tour. You don't realize you have to have family support. You have to have something, because it's not easy to do what you're doing. Being on the DuraMed Futures tour, I was looking at, you know, you don't make a whole lot of money, but you've got to travel. You've got to travel all over the world, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'm driving to Canada right now as we speak, so we do quite a bit of traveling.
How do you make ends meet when you're so busy getting from place to place, paying the entry fees that you do? Do you have somebody who's helping you with all of this?
I'm very fortunate to have a family that supports me in what I'm doing, and I've had quite a bit of family and friends that have also helped out, you know, outside of just my parents. But it's my off-season this past year. You know, this is my first school year, so last year basically just my parents helped me, and then through the off-season last year, I did some help with friends, and I worked, I waited tables in while I was in Florida practicing and things like that, and then that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing again this fall. I'm not going to be able to go to Florida, so I'm going to stay at home with my parents, and my aunt and uncle actually have a restaurant, you know, 2 miles from my house, so I can work there, and I'll just save up and hopefully, you know, get enough to get me started for the beginning of next year.
Wow. I just commend you for your perseverance. Now, you started golf, interesting. You started actually fishing at a younger age than you started playing golf.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I grew up in the water. I've probably been swimming longer than I've been walking. My dad was a captain for an offshore fishing boat out of Ocean City, Maryland. Uh-huh. And he was gone all the time and on the weekends and things, and my mom kind of got a little upset about that and told him that if he didn't find something that the three of us could do together, there weren't going to be three of us anymore. So we picked up golf, and this was a family. We loved it. So I started when I was about 5.
Wow. Now you also caught your first fish before you start playing golf. Do you ever think, and you still love fishing, I read this on,
oh, yeah,
on your website, right? Have you ever thought about being a professional fisherwoman?
No, not exactly. I still love to go. We've kind of, I gotten away from it a little bit, you know, just with all the traveling and having focused on golf. But
yeah.
I still, when I go home, I just walk down. My house is about 100 yards from the water, and so I go down there and just do some small fishing. But
yeah,
that would be an alternate career.
Yeah, I'm serious. Sport fishing, they make a lot of money at it, you know, and it doesn't mean you're on a fishing trawler catching. I'm talking about the glamorous kind of sport fishing.
Oh yeah, so you gotta go for the big ones.
Yeah, you gotta go for the big ones, exactly. Now, when you are working out, you know, how you travel, you're sitting in a car all the time. How do you fit the exercise in with the golf practice and then the competition?
That's all very difficult, actually. So traveling, I try to take about a day as my travel day and, you know, get from place to place and get settled in and moved out and things like that. But once you get to the tournament week, I find it, I have found it more difficult with my workouts and keeping my energy up just because I have been focused so much on some mechanics with my game and my swing, my putting, you know, those technique kind of issues that I've been putting a lot of extra time on the practice piece versus kind of keeping more of a well-rounded schedule. I'm getting a lot better with it. I think it's something that each person differs on, and you learn, you know, as you go. I like to practice a lot, so I kind of have to pull back sometimes and say, hey, you need to go to the gym, or you need to just go play a couple holes or just relax, things like that.
Yes.
It's a learning process.
Yes, I bet it is. And now, you're really hard on yourself when...
Oh, yeah.
Because I've heard, you know, from a mutual friend that, you know, after a good round and then the second round, how do you have somebody to talk to when you come off of you're on top of the world, you're leading an event, and then you just don't follow through the next round? That's the way golf is. What do you do to deal with the mental aspects of the game?
I've also been working a lot on that lately, too. I'm not very patient. I'm a perfectionist. When I want something, I want it now, you know, 10 minutes ago. And so that's something that I'm working a lot on. And I think a good bit of it is, you know, is maturity in the game and as professional as well as, you know, personally, I talk to my dad a lot. He knows my game. He knows me pretty well. So that, you know, that helps. And
yeah.
Also, you know, I work with my coach a bit. Much more in the off season, but I talk to him, and I have a couple other friends that I've known for a long time since junior golf that are playing LPGA. So it's good to have them to bounce off of, you know, how I'm feeling, you know, what's going on, and just different suggestions that they can make as well that, you know, can only make me better.
Oh, that's so great. You have TaylorMade behind you. That's in your bag, your driver, your woods, your rescue, your irons, your wedges.
Yes, I use pretty much all TaylorMade except for my putter is a Rice putter, which I love. I've had it since, I guess, January now, and it's great. TaylorMade has been, you know, very generous to me, and I appreciate their support. You know, I love their equipment. I just, especially the irons. The irons have just been a great set that I've had for a couple years now, and I just, you know, I stick with them.
Well, thank you to TaylorMade. Thank you very much, yes. And thank you to Titleist, because they provide you with balls?
Yes, yes. Balls, hats. I've got my shoes taken care of as well, so, yes, I'm well taken care of in the equipment area.
Good. So now, do you know Lehua Wise, perchance? She's from...
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, Lehua grew up in on Kauai, you know, and went through the whole junior golf, and now she's with you on the DuraMed Futures Tour. So now we know you and we know the Hua, so we'll be able
That's
to
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a nice role. I've been with her a couple of times last year, not so much this year, but she's doing pretty well.
Yeah. And well, you have too. You have to focus on the positives. So you're going to be playing, you're finishing in London, Kentucky. That's the Crooked Creek Classic is where you came from. You're going up to Bloomfield, Connecticut for the ING New England Golf Classic, and you're heading to Canada now for?
Well, I'm heading right now. The Canadian Tour event, the Women's Canadian Tour, is on Monday and Tuesday, and then right after that, probably Tuesday night, I'll head over to Connecticut for the Futures event, and I'll be 5 weeks in a row, 6 minutes and 5 weeks, so it's going to be quite a run. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited for you. We'll follow you every step of the way. Stephanie Connolly.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the Golf Club Radio Show with us this morning. It's been
Thanks
a real
so
pleasure.
Thanks,
nice to meet you, and I'll keep following you on Twitter and on your page, okay?
Okay, great, and I will be sure to check in on the show.
I'd love to. I'd love to have you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Aloha. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. And now we're going to Princeville, the Prince course. And we're also going to Poipu to find out what's happening with the greens at Poipu. First of all, let's welcome to the show Steve Murphy. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Absolutely. It's good to have you. Craig Sosada, good morning.
Morning, Danielle.
How are you?
Oh, always good.
I miss your voice. It's so good to hear your voice. It's so cool. I thought, I'm running a little bit late, and we'll be behind here. I'm feeling like a scramble this morning.
It's okay. It's a good take.
It's good. So we've got coming up, this is the Prince Invitational Tournament. Is this like a Kauai Open?
Actually, this is kind of just like a two-round, 36-hole event at the Prince course. The Kauai Open was more of a multi-course tournament. But it is our first tournament that's being held on Kauai since the Kauai Open. So it's kind of like a warm-up, so we can hope to get the Kauai Open back real soon.
There you go.
Yeah, the Prince Invitational is just a two-day stroke play event, July 24th and 25th at the Prince course. We have professional amateur flight for five handicap and lower. We also have an A and B flight category as well as women. So we're looking for all types of players to come out to Prince and challenge their skills against the course. Junior golfers, professionals, ladies, everybody. So... we're just excited to have something back on Kauai because we've been without a tournament for, I don't know, 12 years now, besides when, you know, the Aloha section has an event come over to Kauai, as they do for the senior SPC this year.
Right. So this is the Prince Invitational, and it's July 24th and 25th, 36-hole stroke play. You start on Saturday, with a check-in at 10, and the first tee time is 11 o'clock, and then you go through Sunday, starting off in the morning, finishing up Sunday around noon, and then you'll have the awards lunch at the Prince Clubhouse in the LDE room. It's $175 per person. That includes the green fees, the prizes, the tee gifts, and the award lunch. And you need the first 120 entries only. So you've got to have the entry fee in with the accompanying entry form. Where do you get the entry form?
We have them available online. We've also sent them to all the golf shops. So they should be pretty available. I know there is some people that haven't heard of the event, and so I'm thankful that I'm on the radio today putting the word out. And the word invitational, I think, took some people the wrong way because they thought the tournament was closed.
Yeah.
Thought it was, you had to get an invitation sent mail to your door, but actually it's open to all players, and just want to make sure that everybody is invited. And the reason we did the later start time on Saturday was to try to have some Outer Island competitors come in and be able to fly in that day, stay the night, and then have an early tee time on Sunday so they can just, you know, have one night of accommodation. So that would help out with the cost, because
right.
I think that's one of the things that we struggle with in our section is, you know, the geographical aspect of being on different islands and the travel costs with some of the purses. So, you know, we wanted to, you know, be a little bit selfish for the pros on Kauai, so we have something to play in, but we also wanted to encourage some of the top players and top juniors and top ladies as well to come over to Kauai to compete.
Absolutely, and the Prince course is a lovely place to play.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely going to be a challenge.
I was thinking the same thing. There's the one hole that goes over. I can't go over. For me, I can't go over the ravine. You know, I gotta go around.
Yeah.
What hole is that? What hole is that? The one that
number two. Yeah, that's a pretty long carry for a lot of people. So.
Oh, good. I look at that. I go, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. Just pick up my ball and put it on the other side.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll take a walk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So, you know, what I was thinking about was you used invitational. I mean, you could have said Prince Open Tournament. Maybe that would have, you know. So we've got what to go. I want to emphasize
that
it, okay?
It's
open, okay? This is open. It's not an invitational. You don't have to get the invitational. So, Craig, are you going to play?
Yeah, for sure. You know, traveler except for that drive.
Hey, yay! Craig is going to play. Excellent. And Steve Murphy, are you going to be playing?
Yes, definitely. If Craig's playing, I'm definitely playing. Me and him like to battle together, so I gotta. We gotta see who can post the lowest number for 2 days.
And there's no cut, so you know you just play 36 holes, and the top. What does the top guy get? What's the prize?
Well, it's going to be a cash purse for professionals, and it depends on sign-ups. We're trying to get about $5,000 worth of prize money, so we're really close. So it's going to definitely depend on some of the later entries coming in. We have about 50 players, and you know, Hawaii, everything's sort of a little bit last minute when you're trying to get your numbers together. So
yes.
And plus, I think all the A&B sliders were waiting for July to get their new handicaps for the Prince, so you know, that was a little bit of a factor, too, I think.
Okay. Do you have a hotel that is, like, a good place for a player to stay, something you can recommend?
Yeah, definitely. We have a few resorts inside Princeville that have offered to take care of the Prince Invitational competitors. So we have Wyndham Resorts and Hanalei Bay Resorts helping us out. So I encourage anybody who needs a place, they could feel free to email me, they can call the golf shop, and we could definitely set something up.
Oh, good, because that's so helpful. It's so hard to pay, you know, $300 a night. Plus
yeah,
$100.
We're trying to keep it under $100. We know the economy is a little shaky right now. We're trying to do everything we can to you know, encourage players to come over.
Yeah, and there were also sponsor packages. You know, if you want to get involved in the Prince Invitational Tournament, that's open to women. There's a women's flight. There's a B flight. That's a handicap 12 through 18. An A flight 6 to 11. The professional and championship flight five handicap or less. This is sponsor packages, platinum sponsorship, gold sponsorship, silver sponsorship, tea and green sponsors, and it's not that high. The platinum is $2,000, and you get a complimentary awards lunch for four people, eight complimentary rounds of golf, an ad in the tournament program, a GPS ad, and the professional tee signage on hole number one. That's a nice package that you've put together there for the potential sponsors. So get out there, and if you can't do it this year, do it next year. We need to build up more events on Kauai. Steve Murphy, I'll be sure to mention this again. When's the entry deadline? The 16th? That's my birthday.
Yes. So she gets your entry in, Danielle.
Yeah, right.
You need more ladies to play.
Yeah, you need more ladies. Yeah, I'll be there 6 hours later trying to finish my round at the Prince course. You sure you don't want to make it so they can I can talk about it on the 17th a little bit more? What if somebody
That'd be great.
Yeah, what if somebody said, "Hey, I decided to enter on the 17th." Will you say no?
Definitely not.
Okay.
It's on there. It's on there for the 16th. We're just trying to get a head count. We're going to do the awards and have lunch. So, kind of wanted to get some things in. But yeah, we'll accept late entries. You know, if we do hit 120, which is a high goal, you won't be able to enter. But the rate it's going, I think we should be able to have spots available.
Excellent. Well, you know, it's always good to have those high goals.
Yep.
You don't want to set your sights low. You want to be, you know, idle. That's it. That's right. All right.
Yeah. So this is also like, just to get out there, we're trying to get the Kauai Open going for next year. So we'll have two events on Kauai. So this is kind of a warm-up, and the Kauai Open will rotate through all the top courses on Kauai and always finish at Wailua Golf Course. So.
And finish at Wailua? Yes, that will be finished. That will be exciting. What do you mean by finish at Wailua? Explain that.
So the last round of golf will be played at Wailua. So the first year we'll do, you know, not in this order, but Prince, Wailua. It'll be 36 holes. Second year, Poipu, Wailua. Third year, Kauai Lagoons, Wailua. Something like that. So the golfers have a chance to play all the top courses on Kauai and compete. And I guess the tradition was always to finish at Wailua. So
right.
Since we haven't had the tournament since 1998, we feel that, you know, bringing it back is a definite positive thing because our tournament schedule's getting a little bit smaller, so we want to expand.
Yeah, and Craig Sosada, I bet this is exciting for you too.
Well, I think it's good. I think what Steve and the Prince Golf Course is doing for this event, I think it only can help, and it's like you said, it's a prelude to better things to come, so hopefully this takes off and it sets an example to start up the Kauai Open again.
Excellent, excellent. Steve Murphy, thanks for being on the show, and I'll be sure to pitch it on the 17th.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to find out what's going on at Poipu, how those greens are growing in, and we're going to do that right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physicians prescribe for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marine, Air
Force or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you're serving now or in the past, from all of us at Shores of Hawaii, we salute you.
Oh, man, would you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot.
Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. That evening to honor Bill Kwan is at the Pearl Country Club on the 26th of this month. 5:30 putt with Bill, 6:30 dinner, and a 7:30 program. And that's also the day Set Scramble will be played at the Pearl Country Club. So get in touch with Reagan Lee about the Set Scramble. That's a lot of fun. There were like 102 people in the Set Scramble at Turtle Bay, and the two teams that qualify to go to Vegas, they can go to the quarterfinals in September, and that's what this is all about, just having some fun, get a team together, and play at the Pearl Country Club. Craig, yes. I understand you and Steve play every Saturday.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Where do you usually go? Do you rotate through the courses?
Probably most of the time we're always playing at Wailua.
You guys go to Wailua.
Yeah.
So during the, who's going to have the course advantage at Prince? Does Steve have time to play that course very much?
He plays every day.
Oh, he does?
Oh, come on. I love it.
Just kidding.
So, Murphy.
I don't know about that. Craig, last time Craig came, he shot in the 60s and took all of our money.
Wow. See? Yeah, okay, so there, you know, he's being modest. Don't
yeah, after not playing it in about, I don't know what, Craig, 10 years, 15 years?
Last time I played it was back in 94.
Yeah, see?
And then you came back and played the Prince Courts and you shot in the 60s?
They let me play from the up front tee.
I doubt it.
We wouldn't do that.
So, yeah, I know. So how are those tees growing in? I mean, the greens.
Our greens, they're actually coming in very well right now, so we're quite pleased with what the results have been so far. So we're just, you know, looking forward to the end results and, you know, getting ready to open and show everyone the product.
When is the opening? When is the opening? That's quite cool.
Well, as of right now, we're still scheduled for December 16th. You know, one of the things, the reason why such a far away reopening date was we do want to be really, you know, ready to open and not open just to open. So that was one of the things that we discussed, and we really want to put out a product that when people come out to play, they are, you know, it's going to be something they go, wow.
Yeah, you want them grown in and solid.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was emphasizing so much, is that when you do open, even though you may be able to do November, depending on what is the big factor in how those greens will grow in strong? Is it the weather?
Well, weather obviously has a big part of it. Usually in the first part, the first initial phase of it, and we were quite fortunate during the first month of the growing in time that weather cooperated with us, so the grass was able to take hold. So basically right now, even if we get a little bit of weather, we'll be able to withstand it just for the fact that the grass has taken hold, and it's strong enough to take what can come right now. And, you know, eventually when the weather gets better, it'll start to get stronger again. So
right.
I'm not too worried about it right now. The grass is growing very well, so
good.
The superintendent's doing a great job.
The reason I ask is because, it's been dry. So I thought the grass with those conditions would be perfect for you, since you get to control how much water gets on the greens, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So that's the reason why during the first month it was fantastic for us. The only part that was probably the hardest part was the wind. So, you know, with sprigs on the ground and with sprinklers, you know, you don't, the heads don't get to throw where they're supposed to throw because of the high winds.
That
was probably one of the biggest factors, the winds. But as far as the, if you look at sunshine, yeah, that was fine. Yeah, that was great. Just the winds every once in a while would be a problem. But, again, you know, with the maintenance crew, they did a great job in allowing for some of that and just being flexible enough to go with the flow and whenever the conditions came about.
Yeah, you know, on the tour at the John Deere, and we all know the John Deere because that's where Michelle always would go play, that incredibly long course. And, I mean, Rocco just shot a 64. Garrett Wills had 65, but, of course, the big news was the 59 that Paul Guidos had and the 60 that Steve Stricker had and followed with a 66. So Strix has a one-shot lead, and Guidos had a 68. And it was interesting what he said. In fact, if we have that opportunity to listen to what Guidos said about shooting that 68 after the 59, the biggest factor in that was on the green.
Right. You know, the first day I think he made, they said 187 feet of putt. And in the second day, he said he hit the ball just as well. I think he hit just as many greens, but he made only 50 feet of putt.
Exactly.
So
he was talking.
That's the difference in the putting, yeah.
Yeah, he said his ball striking was better the second day.
Mm-hmm.
But his putting wasn't as good the second day. So to me, it's like, there it goes again. You know, it's on the putting green where you make or break your game is made or not. You can be dead on, but if you can't putt, you're dead. yeah. So with the greens, what kind of grass are you putting in?
Well, it's a Seashore Pastalum hybrid. It's which is called Supreme. And the reason being is we tested three types of the Seashore Pastalum and decided on this. For the one fact that the leaf on this particular hybrid is a little thinner versus the others. It has a little more characteristics of Bermuda, but obviously not Bermuda, which will actually, you know, which we thought would be better for a more consistent putting surface. And one of our goals here is a lot of golf courses, you know, why most golf courses anyway, during the wintertime, greens don't grow that well, so they have to raise the heights of the moor. So, unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, if you come here to vacation, you'll put on slower speeds in the winter versus when you come in the summer, which is optimum growing time. They lower the moor height, and it's great to putt on Bermuda and Hawaii. So our goal here is to try to keep the greens the same speed throughout the entire year.
And you think with this,
when you come.
Right. You think with this Seashore Pastalum Supreme that you'll be able to accomplish that?
Well, that's what we're hoping. We have a test green. We tried it out, and so far it's withstood holding this cut. Obviously, there's no play on the green, so, you know, again, that's another factor, you know, the amount of traffic. But Pastalum is a high traffic kind of grass, so you know all indications point that we will be able to accommodate this. So
yeah,
that's our goal.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I got it. When I was watching at Pebble Beach, that POA green, you know, and listening to Tiger Woods talk about how, you know, when the sun comes and hits it a certain way and the it starts to seed. You can see the little white surfaces. You know, it's
the flower.
Yeah, it starts to flower right there during the day. So in the morning it looks one way, in the afternoon it looks another. I was thinking, boy, they should do what Poipu did. Just, you know, why would they have that kind of grass on their greens? I don't understand the benefit of that.
Well, it's actually, I think the reason being is it's actually a very good, see, poa isn't actually a grass. It's more of a weed, I think. But if taken care of to maintain the right way, it is a very useful putting surface.
Oh.
But it also, I think, can withstand the cold temperatures that down in the Bay Area you know, they're very accustomed to.
Yeah.
The grass can, I guess, survive very well there.
Right.
Whereas, you know, the other grasses may have a hard time, so.
Well, that was the other thing Tiger was complaining about. He said, why can't this place warm up?
Yeah. I mean, I think even Riviera is poor, so, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting, all the different factors that weigh in on a course of, you know, you have to get involved with the superintendent and make all of these decisions. It's tremendous. It's a huge commitment that you've made, and I'm so excited, you know, the fact that you closed the course to redo the greens, to do it right, reopening in December so that they're grown in and ready to take the traffic that comes in December for the holiday season. It's awesome.
Oh, that's for sure, but I think it just shows the commitment that our owners have here, and you know, how much they're here for the long haul, and obviously they know they're losing revenue, but they're willing to stick it out and looking towards the finish better, versus what can do for me now. So they're here for a long time.
And what is the owner's name?
It's from the Takenaka Corporation. It's Mr. and Mrs. Takenaka.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to them for that kind of commitment. That's so important, you know. The Aloha Team Classic. We need to get our qualifier. My goodness, we're going to have to do four next weekend. Because, we're supposed to draw the next weekend. I got so caught up in the event today that we need to do our Aloha Team Classic today. Okay, we're going to take our 18th caller, all right? 296-5467, 296-5467, 18th caller, 808-296-5467. We're going to get two qualifiers. Even though we're not going to be on the air, just keep calling until we get our two qualifiers. I will post them on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll announce them next weekend. So have at it, folks. It's going to be a busy moment for you, Chaz, in the room. The number again is 808-296-5467. You get a trip to Maui on Go Mokulele. You'll get a car, an Avis rent-a-car, for 6 days, 5 nights at the Napili Shores, the Outrigger Napili Shores. You'll be at the beginning of the Aloha Team Classic, and you'll be there for the dinner, and hopefully you will enter the Aloha Team Classic and play at the Plantation Course, the Bay Course, both at Kapalua, and the Ka'anapali Royal Course. Okay? So we're going to get two qualifiers. Keep calling. First 18th caller wins, then the next 18th caller wins. Qualifies to win. Excuse me. My producer's over here pulling his hair out. Danielle, what's wrong with you? Craig Sosada, so good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
It's wonderful. And we're going to talk some more about the Kauai Open that's coming up. But right now you can get in on the Prince Invitational Tournament. Get your entry forms in. Don't give them a heart attack. They need to know that you're going to be committed to the event. Thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning. Steve Murphy, Craig Sosada, and thank you to our sponsors. Star Protection, get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. They're on Ward just across from Sports Authority, very convenient. Moon Physical Therapy, like in the moon. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Excellent service statewide. Expert knowledge, product, and work you can count on. Alakai Mechanical. Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet. Go green. Floors of Hawaii, a wide selection of carpet, tile, and wood flooring done by licensed installers. Floors of Hawaii, flooring done right. And the Computer Doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, you can bring it in or they'll come to you. The Computer Doctor is on call. Thank you to all of our sponsors and to all of our guests this morning for being on the show. Thank you for your mama you can still call, you know, 808-296-5467. Be one of our qualifiers today. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KGOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll feed up together only on the Golf Club. This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.
Did you know that kids who drink...